lane, and Dele doing as Dele's done so often this series, using his muscle on his right hand. That's a tough finish still, Andrew.
Well, that's the play that we were referring to as an option. Just get it in Dele's hands, and he uses his body well. But there's plenty of time left for the Jack Jumpers. 7 seconds still.
Sean McDonald to inbound. Den was almost through. Melbourne get the ball back. Joe Lualachul Jr.
And just, there it is. It's open. It's a hand by Joe Lualachul. And that is just desperation by Joe Lualachul Jr.
Two-point game.
Don't tell me.
Does Lightning strike twice? Oh.
They did, and they got the job done by 2 points. We're going to game five on Sunday. So these tickets are going to be red hot. 5 p.m. tonight via Ticketet. They will sell out quickly for game five on Sunday afternoon at John Cain Arena. And we've been lucky enough to be joined by Melbourne United assistant coach, a man that's played in more NBL grand finals than anyone. His name is Dave Barlow. Dave, thanks for your time.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Very well. Another epic game last night. Just take me through that last bit of play. So Jack McVay's got the ball and he launches from just inside the halfway line. What is going through your mind?
Yeah, a little bit of PTSD there in that situation. Well, for start to get back, it was looking pretty grim there for a while, down five, less than a minute to go. Made some big-time plays defensively. Guys were huge, got us a couple easy baskets. Dele obviously made the huge bucket down the stretch. Joe coming up with that big steal. So to be there, like it was a lot better than what it felt like, 2 minutes earlier. But yeah, it's a really obviously stressful time. We had one foul to give, potential to foul Magne on the rebound. Mm. Always a tricky one and a dangerous prospect. You can't foul a shooter, but, stop the play, make them take it out. Something always to consider. We didn't do that. And in the heat of the moment, it was probably the right decision, but then McVay got a similar look to what he had last game. So, yeah, super scary. And an amazing shot that he hit in game three, but the probability of that going in one time was probably pretty low, and for him to do it two times would have been very, very unlikely, but still, yeah, super scary. Would have been an absolute heartbreaker, but stoked to have, come away with the win.
Just take us through that final play that got you back in front, the bucket from Matty Dellavedova, who, again, he's had an unbelievable series, and when the game's been on the line, he was great again. That looked like a play that just worked out perfectly.
He's been phenomenal, not only in this series for the whole season, for his whole career, actually. He's a phenomenal winner and competitor. And if you're ever going into battle and you want to win a game, you want that guy on your team. And he made a huge play. So I don't know. I don't know how much to say and how much to talk about it, given, I don't know who's listening and what strategies can be divulged. But was able to get downhill and make a play and use his strength and the gifts that he has to get a pretty good shot at it, knocked it in, and that was huge. That's all I got for you.
Yeah, fair enough. But just maybe in more general terms, at that stage of the game, you've probably got one more shot at it potentially. How many potential plays are you talking about in that final timeout, or have you really, got it down to maybe potentially one or two?
The playbook's really, really large. So I think the decision-making process is more so who do we want taking the shot? And once that's figured out, that probably narrows down the set of plays that we have at our disposal. What type of shot do we want them to take? What's needed? Do we need a three? Do we need a two? Do we need to burn a lot of clock? Do we need to go quickly? So just a couple of things to throw into the equation, and then it kind of narrows down what plays we have available. We discussed it as a coaching staff. Dino makes a final call, and that's what he went with. And great call and great execution from Dele.
Looked pretty hostile down there last night. The noise coming through, it's not the first time you've played there. You've already played a grand final game down there, but it seemed like it was a hostile environment you were in last night.
Yeah. yeah, the crowd does a pretty good job. It's pretty compact, their stadium, like comparatively, I guess, to some of the bigger stadiums around the league, even John Cain. So there's not a huge number of people there, but they do a good job of getting loud and getting behind their team. And I think everyone was pretty excited in the crowd last night, especially when things were looking good for them. Remember a couple timeouts we had when we were trying to break one of their runs. The crowd was super, super loud. Really, really hard to hear. I don't know about hostile, but just a really good environment to play basketball. You know, like it's kind of it's what the series deserves. I think the crowds in both stadiums have been amazing, and the games have been phenomenal. One of the greatest series I've been a part of. To be honest, each game's been elite, and the fans are getting around it as you'd expect.
How much left in the tank, Dave? It looked like towards the end of that game, both teams were out on their feet. Much left in the tank physically, or with one game to go with the title on the line, it doesn't matter. Everyone's going to find a way.
Yeah, they're always draining, I think, five-game series especially. It's difficult riding the not only the physical exhaustion, but also the emotional highs and lows. They're quite pronounced after each game, as you can imagine, especially games like Game 3, where you think you've got the win, and then it's kind of snatched away from you, and I'm sure Tassie maybe feels somewhat similar after this game. Fortunately, we've got that extra day break. The break between Game 2 and 3 was a Friday to a Sunday. Now we're Thursday to Sunday, which is brilliant, I think, for all our guys to have that extra 24 hours of rest between next game. And, yeah, there's obviously a bit of fatigue right now, but this is our job to do this. Everyone's kind of been doing it for a long time and all physically able to get back up for any game, let alone a Game 5, for sure.
Dave, as you say, I don't think it matters who you support. It deserves a Game 5. We're going to get it on Sunday, packed house at John Cain Arena. Thanks so much for taking the time after just landing back in Melbourne. And good luck for Sunday. It should be another epic game.
All right, thanks for having me. Have a good one.
Dave Barlow, Melbourne United assistant coach. They're going to be the hottest tickets in town, these ones. So just a reminder, tickets on sale to the general public from 5 p.m. tonight. That's Melbourne time via Ticketek. As we say, they will sell out quickly. Game 5, NBL title on the line Sunday afternoon at John Cain Arena.